Zavian is out of town checks with our theme, Musicians Come and Play. Means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. And it is program number 467 in that continuing series. We're coming up on 12 minutes before the hour of 12 noon. Temperature reading of 85 degrees here in central Minnesota as you're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany 105.5 HD2. 107.7 on your FM dial, streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. Now, 11 minutes before the hour of 12 noon, we've got our guest on the line. We're going to bring him in and say good morning to Mr. Don Blonigan. Good morning, Don. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. How are you this morning, Cy?
We are doing wonderful. And are we speaking to you from your home in St. Cloud?
Yeah, actually in Wade Park.
Wade Park is where you make home. And is that where you were born and raised, Don, or where did it all begin?
Well, I was born in a little town called Farming, about 10 miles south of Albany.
Okay.
And we lived there until I was 16 when my dad bought a farm up by St. Ann on the South Shore of River Lake, and that's where I kind of got my start with other musicians, but I've been playing on a lap steel since I was about 8 years old.
Okay, very good, very good. So, yeah, just one of us, just a routine guy, and all of a sudden winds up to be the owner of a big business in St. Cloud, Digital Magic, huh?
Yeah, Digital Magic Computers. We've been in business for 20 years. We work on all makes of computers. We custom build, and we repair all makes.
Well, you take good...
We probably do it.
Yep, and you take good care of us here at Chasm, so we sure appreciate it.
Yeah, we've had a wonderful relationship with the Chasm radio station.
That's great. Just quickly, as long as we're on Digital Magic, when did that all begin?
20 years ago when I left the state of Minnesota, I was running the network at the St. Cloud Technical College, and when I decided I'd had enough of the state politics, I decided to start my own rather than move to the cities and end up in the corporate world down there, because my wife is a country girl, and she would not have done well in a city living, so we decided to start Digital Magic.
Okay, and boy, it's history since then. It's been a good ride, huh?
It's been a good ride.
Yeah.
Challenging sometimes, but overall a good ride.
You bet. Now, were you into computers as a youngster? Or, I mean, we didn't have computers back when we were first born and first in school, so how did you get interested in that?
Well, my degree is actually, I went back to school in my early 30s and got an accounting degree, but our accounting instructors saw the need for computers, and it was something I really took to. But quite honestly, so I've been around electronics all of my life because of the band.
Oh, okay.
When we were on the road and stuff, we had to learn how to fix things on the fly because there wasn't a music store in every town that we played in.
That is true, and there you go. That kind of connects all the dots there, Don. You bet. So let's back up again. So you're out in Holdingford area, St. Anna. Where'd you go to school?
I went to school in Albany High School. I graduated in 1969.
Well, good for you. Okay, very good. And then from there, you said you went back to school, when you were 30?
When I was in my early 30s, I went back to school because I was working as a floor covering installer, and of course, that's just brutal on the knees, and I ended up blowing out a knee. And the orthopedic doctor told me if I didn't want to end up with artificial knees before I was 35, I better think about a new line of work.
A new career. And so, okay. Well, along the way then, you picked up some music. So was that in school that you became musically inclined, or just on your own?
No, my dad actually played guitar. I played six-string guitar, played some light lead guitar, and a lap steel.
Uh-huh.
And he always played on Sunday mornings after church, and one Sunday I got the bright idea, Dad, will you teach me how to play?
Uh-huh.
And that started it off, and when I was about 14 years old, they took me up to Diamond Point to see Jim Reeves' Blue Boys. This was after Jim Reeves had been killed in his plane crash, but the Blue Boys were still touring, and when we went up there, I saw my first pedal steel guitar.
Oh, okay.
And I was absolutely mesmerized by that guitar, and I swore someday I would own one.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's awesome. And I so enjoy the music with a steel guitar. And like we were reminiscing the other day at the store there, my uncle is Art Duvier, and great pedal steel guitar player over the years, and played with Dick Kreckelberg and the Countrymen and a number of other groups. And boy, you can really get a nice sound out of that guitar, huh?
It's probably one of the hardest instruments in the world to play, but it's also, it can be one of the most exasperating instruments, too, because there's so many different possibilities with those guitars.
You bet.
The different combinations of pedals and knee levers,
yeah,
along with the 10 strings per neck, and some guitars actually have 12 to 14 strings.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
They call those universals, but I've always found 10 to be exasperating enough.
Okay. So your dad was your teacher then? You didn't take any other lessons or anything then?
No, I'm really not self-taught. So consequently, when you're self-taught, you also learn a lot of bad habits. So I've kind of developed my own style. And
sure.
I would be the first one to tell you, too, that you will develop your own style on a pedal steel because it is such a versatile instrument.
You bet. So when did you start playing out with groups and bands? When was your first appearances?
Well, when we first moved to St. Anna, my neighbor, Elmer Cornick, found out that my dad played guitar, and his brother Stanley played concertina, and Elmer was a drummer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they played for the housewarming party, and they got an idea that they should start an old-time band.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they didn't have a bass player, so I said, hey, how about me?
Uh-huh.
And so we went to Musicland and bought a bass guitar and a small amp, and I taught myself how to play bass in 2 weeks.
Oh, my gosh.
So I was playing, it was kind of crude, but it was working. And,
yeah.
So I did play bass guitar in old-time bands. I worked with Stan Brenny and some other bands before really kind of getting into my own group,
mm-hmm.
a group called Southbound, which we developed. That turned more country, and that's the one we actually went on the road with for a couple of years.
Oh, yes. Okay. Still all living out in the Santa Ana area at this time, then?
Yep.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, back then, there wasn't a lot of country music being played in the area yet. I mean, Dick and the Kingsmen were out there and a few others, but, you know, Let's Use and the Gamblers and some of those guys, but there was not a lot of country music for guys to get into. So if you wanted to play music, you either played rock and roll or you played old time.
Okay, yeah. And somewhere along the way, you met your wife?
Yeah, I met her. She was a bartender at one of the clubs we were working at, and I met her, and it was kind of a whirlwind romance. I met her, and 6 months later, we were married. That was 48 years ago.
Oh, my goodness. And give credit to her. What is her name?
Her name is Lois.
Lois. Very good. Lois Blonigan. Very good.
Yep.
And children?
We have two children. I have a daughter that's living out in Virginia, and I have a son that lives in Elk River. He's actually in the store with me. He's our Mac technician.
Well, there you go. Good. And hopefully that's your future there. He'll take over the store, and you'll live happily ever after, huh?
Well, that's my dream is for him and one of the other techs to take it over, and I'll just kind of fade off into the sunset.
There you go. There you go.
Play some pedal steel guitar yet as long as I can and enjoy my cars.
Well, then from southbound, where did you go next?
Well, when I got off the road and went southbound, and this was in the 80s when the land prices corrected themselves and we went into a recession.
Okay.
And anybody that could play a guitar formed up a weekend band, and they just killed it for the road bands. It was getting impossible to make a living on the road.
Uh-huh.
So we pulled off the road and came back, and I happened to be sitting in the office bar one day, and Janet Essery was bartending, and she found out that I had just come off the road. She said, "How would you like to start a band with me?"
Okay.
And we started a band called White Lightning Express.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a four-piece band. She played bass guitar, I played pedal steel guitar, and we had a couple of different singers to start out with. And a good pal of mine, who's now deceased, Mark Lodemeyer, was our drummer.
Yes, yes, I remember Mark. Yep.
And, well, as Janet decided she didn't want to play anymore, we had brought Bill Turk in as our lead singer. And Bill and I decided, well, this is too good to let it go. So we bought Janet out and we abbreviated it down to White Lightning, dropped the G on lightning and put an apostrophe in behind it.
Mm-hmm.
To make it more like George Jones' song, White Lightning.
Yeah, yeah.
And from there, we developed one nice, very solid weekend band.
Okay, very good. And I'm sure you played places like The Office and The Press and all of those too, huh?
Well, we played The Office on Monday nights. We played a lot of Legions and VFWs. A lot of clubs. We worked about an 80-mile radius of St. Cloud, and in our prime, we worked 48 to 50 weekends a year.
Holy buckets! Yeah, that's almost a full-time job, and then you're working by day too, as well, huh?
Yes, yes, but you know, you being a musician yourself, you know how that runs in your blood. If the fever's burning, you got to ride it out.
Well, that's true, and you know, you're not tired when you're on the job at all. It seems like that adrenaline gets going, and you really, you know, the people you feed off of them. So, yeah, it's fun. It really is.
Oh, and it's really fun when everybody drops into the pocket at the same time.
That's right.
Everybody hits the groove at the same time. I mean, you're unstoppable then.
That is so true. Well, Don, we've reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. It's time to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, and then we'll come back to you if that's all right.
That's fine. I'll be waiting here.
Alrighty. So, Cy here with greetings from the St. Joe Meat Market, the home of fresh meats and award-winning sausages where smiling faces and low prices await you. The brat of the week this week is another good one. It's our smoked bacon cheeseburger brat. The smoked cheeseburger brat is a unique flavor that has you coming back for seconds and thirds. It starts with a nice blend of lean pork and beef, seasoned with our special bacon cheeseburger seasoning and generous amounts of real bacon and cheddar cheese. It's a great brat for in the frying pan, in the oven, or off the grill in a bun. This week, come in and take 30 cents off each package at the checkout counter all week long, unlimited quantities. This weekend, out in front of the St. Joe Meat Market, hosting and cooking will be the St. Joe Men's Lions. What a great job they always do. Come out and roar just a bit with a great organization while enjoying a brat and a beverage for a reasonable fee. You will be supporting a very worthwhile cause, and yes, the Lions will be demoing those delicious bacon cheeseburger brats along with the brat sale, an excellent chance for you to do some sampling for free. As always, for more in-store specials at the St. Joe Meat Market, like us on Facebook, look for us on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com, or you can always call 320-363-4913 for more information. And we thank you. And Don, for being a guest on our show. And, of course, you've learned how this works already because I had the chance to see you during the week and we brought your package down to you. And how's that working out for you?
That's working out very, very well. But I have to tell you, we are already our customers of the St. Joe Meat Market.
It's oh, yes.
Product.
You bet. Yes, you told me that you frequented the meat market many times and you know all about all of those good items out there. So, yes, we thank you for that endorsement. You bet, Don. Well, Don.
My pleasure.
You bet. So, as we traveled along here, White Lightning, that was your last engagement, or you've moved on from there and you've been with other bands, or...
I worked with other bands. In fact, Well, I did take a little hiatus from playing in the mid-90s, and the early 2000s, I kind of got back into it. Some friends, Jim and Karen Miller, Karen used to have a band years ago called Karen and the Limelights.
Oh, yes, yep.
They came in the store one day, and they wanted to start playing one Sunday a month at the Eastside VFW, so they said, would you play steel for us? And I said, well, yeah, I'll handle one Sunday a month. And we happened to be playing there, and this gentleman from Brainerd approached me, and I really wasn't looking to start playing super heavy again.
Mm-hmm.
But he was insistent that I should come to Brainerd and play pedal steel for him. So I finally gave in, and I said, all right, I'll come up and I'll play a weekend for you. We'll see how it goes. And that led into an almost 8-year run with him. It was Jack Franzine and the Muddy Water Band out of Brainerd. And Jack is just a unique individual. He's been around. He's been playing for about 60 years.
Okay.
He's in his early 80s. He still writes music. He's got literally drawers full of songs that he's written. He's a very talented man. Actually had some people in Nashville looking at some of his stuff, and I've got a couple of CDs by him. Art will understand who that pedal steel player was that backed him up, Papa John Huey.
Uh-huh.
Probably one of the greatest steel players that ever lived, played on those CDs. And, of course, when I started playing with Jack, he handed me the CDs and said, here, learn these songs. So I had to learn all those licks on his songs, because he did a lot of his own original material along with the other stuff that was currently on the charts. But we had a ball. I mean, we had Terry Thorson on drums.
Mm-hmm.
Terry worked with Art Esri on the road for a number of years. And
okay.
Tim Richards on bass guitar, and Tim was a multi-instrument person. He and his wife worked the Holiday Inn circuit until they were in their 40s, and then they went back and got their college degrees, and that's when they started raising their family.
Oh, yes. Wow. And so that takes us probably up till today. Are you still working occasionally, or is there much happening anymore for music for you?
Well, I still play occasionally, yep. I play around the house here and stuff. But for about the last 15 years, I've been playing Pioneer Days every year, going up on the music, country music barn up on the hill in the swap meet. And
okay.
Working the weekend up there for them. That can be a lot of fun, and it can also be a little challenging sometimes.
Yeah, weather is always a factor out there on the hill, that's for sure.
Yep. Yep, and the level of talent that comes in there, I mean, you don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, so everybody gets a chance to to play no matter where their talent level is, and you just try your darndest to make them all sound good.
Yep, stick with them, that's for sure. You bet. Well, that's awesome. Don, that's just been wonderful. You have the steel set up in the house then, or do you practice quite a lot, or what's happening these days?
Well, I keep the steel set up in the house.
You do?
I own three of them.
Oh, you do?
Three show buds.
Uh-huh.
Two of them are double tens, and one is called a Lloyd Green. It's a single neck on a double ten body. They took the back neck off and put a pad on it, but I keep all three of them, and I do travel with all three of them yet when I go out playing. The one that I've had the longest is a 1977 Showbud Pearl 3 Custom, which I did buy brand new.
Mm-hmm. Very good. And who was there along the way? You mentioned Jim Reeves, but were there musicians, semi-professional or professional, that you looked up to, that you tried to mimic or play along with or be like?
Well, that actually kind of got a start playing on a lap steel, because I was working road construction in my late teens and early 20s, and of course we get laid off in the wintertime, and let me tell you, you can only spend so much time on a snowmobile or in a bar.
Yep.
So I started listening to records and stuff, and I started trying to mimic on a lap steel what I was hearing for steel, and started to pick up on it, and I actually walked into Max Music one time in St. Cloud, and being kind of a smart aleck, I said, hey, you got any pedal steels around here? He said, yeah, I think we got one in the back. And he brought it up, and it was a Showbud Maverick.
Mm-hmm.
And $300 later, I walked out with that pedal steel.
There you go. That's awesome. Don, there's been a lot of good musicians that have come through our area. One that comes to mind is Sherwin Linton. Sherwin has been in and out of the St. Cloud area for, the last 40, 50 years. Do you ever get the occasion to work with him at all?
Not No, I've worked in the same arena with him, but not actually with him. I was with a different band.
Okay, okay.
We did open up for Leroy Van Dyke.
Oh, yeah.
Out south of Murdoch, they did a big show at some farm, and we were one of the opening bands out there with an all-girl group called the Steffel Sisters.
Okay.
And I have worked with Paulette Carlson and Highway 101. She wasn't with 101 anymore. I worked with her. I've worked with Dave Dudley a couple of times.
Oh, yes.
So I've either opened for or worked with a few big names. And for the most part, they're all pretty good people.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's fascinating. Well, we've come to about the end of the program here, Don. Like I warned you, we usually ask you for a memory at about this time of the program. Good, bad, or otherwise, what do you have for us today?
For a memory?
Yeah, special memory?
A special memory was one time when we brought a young man. We were playing the Wilmer Legion, and we brought a young man who was trying to break into music, playing lead guitar, and I did it as a favor for Bill Turk, and we took his what ended up being his son-in-law along with us, and it was one of those nights where we all fell into the pocket at the same time.
Really?
And let me tell you, that young man got an education that night.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that sounds like a good one. You bet.
Yeah, I love music, and, you know, a lot of guys hunt and fish. For me, it's music and old cars, and I'm just sad that age is catching up to us, and I'm even more sad that there just aren't any real good places left to play anymore.
So true. Yeah.
It's with the electronics and stuff now, people got music on demand. They don't go out like we did. You know, we used to go to the dance halls and nightclubs and stuff. That was our socializing, and that's how we interacted with people.
Well, I'll bet you've probably been in every one of them in the St. Cloud area, huh? Granite City Coliseum, Fairgrounds, all of those?
Oh, yes, yes. And Pelican Lake Ballroom was one of my stomping grounds, and I really loved it when they used to bring the Polish bands out there.
Yeah.
Full-time bands. The Jolly Jokers and the Jolly Brothers and the Similiskis and
yep, for sure. And of course, New Munich had Johnny Holmes coming in just a lot, and that was a big name band coming in. And Richmond Coliseum, that was always a great place. So yeah, so many ballrooms, and sadly, like we've said, most of them have gone by the wayside.
Yep, there's still a. Like Richmond and Eden Lakeside and Pelican Lake are still around, but there ain't many ballrooms left anymore. And
no.
Not a lot of them are actually even running regular dances anymore.
No, nobody wants the liability, you know, with drinking and driving laws clamping down. It's tough to pay the bands what they want to get and still turn a living and pay all the insurance and all of that. So, yeah, we understand how it's become a really cutthroat business.
Yeah, and one thing we learned early on, you know, like with White Lightning was, you know, the government is going to catch up with you eventually. So we always told the guys that worked with us, they want to know what you make darn sure they know what you spent too. Write everything down. I don't care if it was a 25-cent pick, write it down.
Yep, and that is true. I've always said life is like playing Monopoly. The government gives you the rules, and they're out there watching, and they ain't going to correct you if you forget to write something down. But, boy, if you put something too much down, they'll have you.
Oh, yes.
It's the way the game plays, so... Well, very good, Don. Our time has run out. We want to take this opportunity to thank you for joining us on our Musicians Come and Play. And the good Lord willing that you and I are here down the road, we'll do this thing again sometime. How's that, Don?
Like I told you when you were walking out the store, you know, we both got so much knowledge, we might have to do a part 2 and part 3.
I think so. You bet. Well, very good, Don. We wish you a good afternoon, and I'll talk you off the air in just a moment.
Very good. Have a nice day.
You bet. And there he goes, Don Blonigan, our 467th guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program on KASM. We're at 12 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon, and we have a temperature reading of 86 degrees. I've got music here that Don provided for me by Jack Franzine, and we're going to feature some of that in just a moment. Thank you. Larry Rezavian is Out of Town Checks with our theme, Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up right there, wrapping up our 467th edition of our Musicians Come and Play with Don Blunigan, our guest, pedal steel guitar player, and Don telling me that he played all the string instruments, started out on bass guitar, went to pedal steel, but he can play the regular guitar and mandolin and all of the string instruments. So, yeah, just a great person. Of course, owns Digital Magic and does a great job with that business as well. Well, Don provided me with a CD that was recorded by Jack Franzine, and it's called My Imagination. And Don isn't actually on the CD, but he played and worked with Jack for a number of years and has performed all of these songs, and just feels that that's as close to the music as he would play. So right now we're going to feature music of Jack Franzine, and this one starting out with one called She Was a Lady. And let's see if my CD player does not want to play. So, let's try another track and see if we can get that to go. We'll try track number 4 and see if that one will play. And this one is called Once in a While, All the Time.
Once in a while it hurts me to know she's with somebody new. While I'm here alone with the jukebox, sitting on my favorite stool, I don't think I'll ever get over feelings I'm feeling inside. Once in a while I still love her. Once in a while all the time. You can't run away from a heartache. They'll follow. Thought by now I'd forget her, but her memory just won't let me go. Once in a while it gets lonely in that big double bed of mine. I wake up with tears on my pillow. Once in a while, all the time. They'll follow you down every road. Well, I thought by now I'd forget her, but her memory just won't let me go. Once in a while it gets lonely in that big double bed of mine. I wake up with tears on my pillow. Once in a while, all the time. Once in a while I still love her. Once in a while all the time.
Great country music there, Mr. Jack Franzine, Once in a While, All the Time. Great number recorded by Jack. 20 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, more on the way with Jack Franzine. This one called My Imagination.
I met her down in Jacksonville. When she smiled, time stood still. But we were going places in my mind. I couldn't take my eyes off her. Something down inside me stirred. And I left all reality behind. My imagination went running away with her. The summer enchanted island underneath the moon down by the surf. Palm trees were swaying, soft music was playing. My imagination went running away. Fell in love on that afternoon with her smile and sweet perfume, lying next to her in paradise. Now and then I go back there and never even leave my chair. All I have to do is close my eyes. And my goes running away with her to some enchanted island underneath the moon down by the surf, where palm trees are swaying, where soft music is playing. My imagination still running away with her. My imagination still running away with her. Some enchanted island underneath the moon down by the surf, where palm trees are swaying and soft music is playing. My imagination still running away with her. My imagination still running away.
Mr. Jack Franzine with one called My Imagination. 24 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. 86 degrees here in central Minnesota. Another one by Jack, and this one's called A Little North of Dixie. Jack Franzine.
A little north of Dixie, land of paradise, where the mighty Mississippi slowly comes alive. There's nothing like that old north wind to make a spirit strong. A little north of Dixie, that's where I belong. I hear about the Southland on the radio, and everybody loves her music everywhere you go. But there's a feeling in my heart that always takes takes me home, a little north of Dixie, that's where I belong. A little north of Dixie, where the eagles fly so high, where Mother Nature does her damnedest to look you in the eye, where Yankee blood runs thick as hell and the heritage is strong. A little north of Dixie, that's where I belong. I tasted southern comfort down in Caroline. Found what I was looking for when her eyes met mine. Now she gives me all her love, even sings my songs. A little north of Dixie, that's where I belong. A little north of Dixie, where the eagles fly so high, where Mother Nature does her damnedest look you in the eyes, where Yankee blood runs thick as hell and the heritage is strong. A little north of Dixie, that's where I belong. A little north of Dixie, that's where I belong.
Some very good country music there for you, and that is Jack Franzen. His CD, his recording, My Imagination, it's called. As we move into the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, always brought to us by Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport, and yes, they are offering their early bird special for the Fall Music Cities Tour. That would be Branson and Memphis. You can save $50 per person on this tour that departs October 24th. Spend 8 days and 7 nights enjoying the Presleys, the Showboat Branson, Bell Cruise, Dinner Show, also Clay Cooper's Country Express, sightseeing of the hidden gems of the Branson area. Also in Memphis, Elvis fans will be super excited to stay 2 nights at the Guesthouse Hotel at Graceland and spend a day touring his home museum and the beautiful grounds. Enjoy free time on Beale Street, where there is music on every corner and sights of Memphis. Many meals, prizes, and treats on the coach, so much more on the Loaded Itinerary Tour. Call Jeannie B's Tours, 320-345-1581 for details and save $50 per person if you are one of the early birds getting this special deal. Medora Musical Time is here. Jeannie B's Tours departs on Friday, July 21st. For 4 fun-packed days that include 3 nights lodging, gospel brunch, Medora musical, show ticket, and the Pitchfork Fondue. Teddy Roosevelt Show, welcome reception, city tour, Teddy Roosevelt National Park Tour, 5 meals, and Trobex Deluxe Motor Coach Transportation that includes an experienced guide. Gather your group and call now to reserve your seats. And just a little footnote, that's the one we were on a couple of years ago with Jeannie, and I'll tell you, it was well worth it. And Jeannie explained to us that a lot of the tour agencies make that trip in 3 days. So they travel all day to get out there and take you right to the Pitchfork Fondue. You're dead tired, and then you watch the show and everything. Jeannie makes it in 4 days, probably about the same price, and you just get so much more out of the trip. So give Jeannie a call, you bet, 320-345-1581. That's for the Medora Musical. Daycation 1 day and 2 and 3 day medications are filling fast, so give Jeannie a call. This Friday, June 9th, you can visit with Jeannie B at the Jeannie B's office in Freeport at the summer meet and greet from 9:30 until 11. Jeannie B's is located down toward downtown Freeport next to Delish Coffee Shop. You can enjoy coffee and rolls and find out the details for this summer and the fall one-day tours and mini vacations. And on Monday, June 12th, from 9 until 11:30, you can see the Jeannie B's Tours and Premier World Discovery presentations for Washington, D.C., Alaska, Land Call of the Wild, Hawaii Three Island Adventure, Canadian Rockies, Treasures of Ireland, the Alaska Cruise Tour, and Fall Colors of New England Rails and Trails, as well as the Christmas in Nashville and Branson Holiday Tour information. If you think it is time to get out there and see places, meet people, see the sights, and simply enjoy each day, call Jeannie B's Tours today, 320-345-1581. And remember, seeing is believing. Once again, that's Jeannie B's Tours, bringing us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on Chasm. 12:30 here on KASM, 86 degrees here in central Minnesota. Music continues now with Jack Franzine, and this one called Mississippi Man.
Last night I dreamed I saw Conway singing with his old familiar style. He was up there on the Golden Opry. People there were standing in the aisle. He sang the rose and hello, darling. Tight fitting jeans, and that's my job. When he did one for Loretta, you could hear the tears in the song. Mississippi man, you were one of a kind. Your star will always shine across this land. The angels in heaven are clapping their hands and saying, Mississippi man. When I awoke, he was still singing in the other room on my TV. When I walked in, to my amazement, there he was looking up at me. We started talking about the new stars and how country music's doing now. He said he was sorry for leaving, but his time with us had just run out. Mississippi man, you were one of a kind. Your star will always shine across this land. The angels in heaven are clapping their hands and singing along with the Mississippi man. They're singing along with the Mississippi man.
Mr. Jack Franzine, one called Mississippi Man. And boy, that's some good country music there for you. 26 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, 87 degrees here in central Minnesota. Time to move into the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. That is always brought to us by Kevin's Countryside, home of the Hustler brand. Zero Turn Lawnmowers, located 6 miles northwest of St. Joe on County Road 3. The Hustler is the original Zero Turn Lawnmower. Helps eliminate the extra trimming and mowing of your lawn. And Kevin, of course, has new Hustlers in stock. And a little bit of a testimonial day today. I can say that I have two Hustlers, and I'm so proud to have them. And they are very dependable, good working lawnmowers. And the one thing that's really neat, you know, you can buy Hustlers elsewhere around the state. But what's really important is service after the sale. And I can honest to God tell you that Kevin really is there for you when you need service. You bet. He just seems to always be there. Of course, he puts in the farm. He's out in the field and so on. But if you call him first, he's always there when you get there. And he'll work on your mowers if you need work done. He'll sharpen the blades, change your belts and hoses, lubricants. He can do all of that. If you need to talk trade, he's got brand new Hustlers there, so he'll make you a sweet deal on old Bessie. And, of course, Kevin doesn't keep a junk pile, so he'll tune her up, put her out for sale. So if you're on the market for something used, quite often Kevin has something used out there as well. For more information, give Kevin a call, 320-363-7459. That's Kevin's Countryside. And like I say, once you get to know Kevin, my goodness, the service, the dealer is so important. A lot of places that will sell you merchandise, well, they sell it to you, but then when something doesn't work, they shrug their shoulders and like, you better take it to somebody that can fix it. So why not go to a place that will give you good sale and good service? And that is Kevin's Countryside, located 6 miles northwest of County Road 3 on County Road 3, 6 miles northwest of St. Joe on County Road 3. And, of course, Kevin also took on that Eagle Power line of equipment. That's battery-powered equipment, the 56-volt lithium battery, and some good stuff for you there as well. So check that all out at Kevin's Countryside, first chance you get. Again, his phone number, 320-363-7459. Kevin's Countryside proudly brings us the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. And that old clock on the wall kind of going double time today, it seems like. Time to move things along here. And I think this will be our last song of this segment on our musical treat for Dancing Feet. And it's one called All I Need Is You, Mr. Jack Franzen.
I don't need a midnight fire to fill my heart with warm desire. Don't need no funny movies when I'm blue. And I don't need a moonlit night or table set with candlelight, just you. All I need is you. Some men need their fancy cars, French champagne and caviar, a mansion on a hill, swimming pool. Some men need their big hotel, diamond rings and oil wells, it's true. But all I need is you. All I need is you. All I need. Stand right here and shout. on a cold and lonely night. Money couldn't thrill me like you do. When I look into your eyes, I get lost in paradise. It's true, all I need is you. All I need is you. All I need is you. There ain't no doubt about it. I could stand right here and shout it. All I need.
Great country music there for you by Mr. Jack Franzen, featuring that pedal steel guitar in there. And yeah, that's the group that Don Blonigan worked with for, what, some 8-9 years near the end of his playing career here. And well, Don said he's still active playing, but not as much as back in the days. So, but again, a great country band there, Jack Franzen. And that one called All I Need Is You. Wrapping up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM.